Visa asked independent businesses like mine what it means when people choose to shop local.
I don't think people realise the impact they have when they choose to shop at our local butchers. It gives us a real boost and a lift that we need to carry on.
When we get an online order, we are so excited. We get a ka-ching noise on our phone and we can't wait to see who it's from.
By shopping local, your small choice makes a big difference to a family business like ours.
To you, it's shopping. To them, it's everything. Visa. Where you shop matters.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message, as we normally do, from Jamie. Said, I work in a gift shop that has tons of holiday knickknacks and collectibles. Christmas is a crazy time of year for us. And the owner, Tammy, would be perfect to phone tab. Could you make her holidays a little brighter?
Oh, well, that's so sweet. And especially when Robert Hassenpepper has a little miniature Christmas village that he's trying to recreate from the 1800s and he just needs some extra items for. Of course, Tammy's the place to go to. Welcome to your phone tab.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Tammy.
Hi there, Tammy. Robert Hassenpepper. I'm hoping you can help me out. I'm looking for some items for my Christmas collection, and I was given the name of your store.
Oh, sure. Well, we'd be happy to help you out. So, you're a collector?
Well, I dabble from time to time. I decorate the whole house in a holiday theme, and I have a huge Christmas village that I set up every year, and every year it just seems to get bigger and bigger. You know what I mean?
I know how that goes. That's great. So, how can I help you find what you're looking for?
Oh, well, I'm creating my own Old West 1800s Christmas village this year with a little church, town square, yeah, the whorehouse, the general store.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. The what?
Oh, the general store, you know, where townspeople go to pick up supplies.
Not that one.
Yes, but before that, what else is in your village?
The town square. Oh, the whorehouse. Oh, well, yeah, you see, God. This is an old West town, so it's very authentic.
Wait, I'm sorry, you've put like a brothel in your Christmas village?
Well, sure, I want it to be a realistic, you know, old West cowboys, that sort of thing. Of course, I couldn't find any manufacturer made tiny brothel buildings, so I had to use a little miniature Victorian home and, you know, just put some half-dressed lady figurines out front. You know what I mean?
I guess. I have to ask, where did you get miniature half-dressed ladies?
Oh, Tammy, you'd be amazed at what you can find on the internet. But, you know, it's Christmas time, and I'd rather not buy things on the internet. I'd rather patronize local businesses like yours.
Oh, well, we really appreciate that. But I'm afraid I probably don't have the kind of things you're looking for.
Well, you see, I'm just trying to complete my old time in Christmas Village and, you know, make sure it's as accurate as it can be. So I've got the saloon and the blacksmith shop and the jail. Oh, I am going to need some gallows, you know, next to the jail where they hang the criminals, like with the tiny noose.
I'm afraid that we don't have anything. We have a lot of Christmas buildings and figurines, but we don't have anything like that. I think I have to go now.
Do you have slaughterhouses? You know, didn't the Old West have those too?
Look, I really wish you luck on your project, but we don't have those kinds of items. We're more of a traditional Christmas item.
Okay, well, what about little radio stations? You got little radio stations? You got those buildings?
No, but, I mean, I don't think they had radio stations in Old West towns anyway.
Well, that is true. But guess what? They got them now. Otherwise, Jamie wouldn't have been able to call us here at the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show and set you up with a little phone tap.
I'm sorry, what?
Tammy. Hey there, it's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX. Jamie and your staff thought you might be a little tense, you know, with the holidays and thought this might be a fun little way to have a little fun with you.
I have been tense.
I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense now. Well, thank you all. You too.
You are welcome.
Oh my gosh. She's so sweet.
Christmas gallows? Are you kidding?
We're just going for authentic, realistic.
I don't think so. I don't think we have any Christmas half-dressed ladies either.
From the 1800s. Get your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX.